Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome on back into Weekend Kickoff, folks, here at the Treasure Chest Casino. Steve Gale along with Mike Dettillier. Happy to welcome now into our radio huddle Aaron Summers, Saints and Pelicans host reporter. Aaron, thanks so much for the time. It's a busy time. How you been?
I am doing really well. I'm just jealous. When do I get the invite to the casino? Come do this in person.
Anytime you want, and we got it. We got it. And Steve's going to pick up the bill when we go to the steakhouse.
No doubt.
Perfect.
Aaron, good news. It looks as though we're getting closer to seeing Chase Young out on the field. And I think while the numbers have given the Saints looking pretty good from a quarterback sack standpoint, their pressure is they in the bottom part of the league in that. And I think that's an area where this football team defensively needs to get better in affecting a quarterback. And, okay, you're not going to play a rookie quarterback every week like Jackson Dart. So this week you're going to see, even though Drake has a lot of starts under his belt, he's a different guy than Jackson Dart. But getting Chase Young back is essential for this football team down the stretch.
Well, if you remember last season, Chase Young was huge in terms of his quarterback pressures. He just couldn't finish as far as getting to the quarterback and getting him down, but he was extremely effective in the pressures. And right now, with as many sacks as we are seeing from the Saints, we really need to see more of just that pressure in general. I think right now, maybe they're keeping things a little conservative to protect the secondary because they do have a young secondary, not pressuring as much, but I would like to see them kind of ramp that up a little bit more, maybe blitz a little bit more often. And earlier in the game, we've seen times when Alante Taylor gets sent, and that's worked out pretty well. They tried it a couple times in the last game, but maybe mix it up a little bit. And I think having Chase Young as a part of those pressure packages would be a huge help. He was out there on the field today, saw him at practice. He was moving around extremely well. Didn't look like anything was bothering him, didn't have anything on his calf. Tricky with calf injuries, you want to be really careful because they can lead to those Achilles injuries that we've seen. So took his time coming back. Don't fault him for that. But, yeah, it's going to be nice to have him back on the field.
The two rookies in the secondary, and I'm so impressed with Jonas Sanker, in that I think in talking to guys that have played in this league and have played at the highest level, and Ed Reed told me this, it's their angles to the ball. He was like, just watch. That's a big jump from college to pro football, that you have a certain angle in college, you can get to the ball or take a chance. And he said, you know, in the NFL, quarterback's going to get that ball in that tight window. I've really been impressed with Jonas, a smart player, but he's got so much more improved in that ability to go to point A to B to get to the football in flight, plays the run really well. And I think we're seeing the same sort of transition with Quincy Riley, and that's really big that you can get two rookies to come in here to make that type contribution in the secondary.
I think this draft class is shaping up to be one of the best ones the Saints have had in a while, because you are having early contributions from players like Jonas Sanker and Quincy Riley, and then obviously you start with Kelvin Banks as the first round pick. But in terms of that secondary, talking to Jonas Sanker, he played eight-man football in high school. And he played both sides of the ball. He was running all over the field. So he is very fast. He understands how to cover a lot of space quickly. And he spent a lot of time since he got into the league, and even talking to Jordan Howden today, he told me the same thing, that they've spent a lot of time sitting down with Justin Reed. And being able to sit down and watch extra film one-on-one with Reed has helped these players really see and understand the game at a high level quickly. So they've been able to jump in these situations and be prepared. I don't think there can be enough said about Justin Reed and his leadership and how he's really also helping be an extension of that coaching staff and getting these rookies ready to go. Quincy Riley, somebody that we saw throughout training camp really pop, and I think a lot of the players around him saw it, you know, in the cornerback room, his ability, and he came in place of Isaac Yiadom and did great. And I think he's somebody that's going to continue to improve and be more of a threat in the secondary as the season goes on.
Listen, everybody talks about the quarterback position and not get it. And we've seen certainly an improvement with Spencer Rattler from a year ago. But to me, it's about the running game and how we see the improvement in Kendra Miller, who came in a much more mature guy, understanding the NFL and getting his body ready to play. And now with Taysom in there, along with Alvin Kamara, that to me is the biggest intrigue on offense for me. Because I think if you can run the football better, it will open up so many avenues for you. It doesn't matter if it's Rattler or if it's Shuck, to throw the ball downfield. That to me, if you can keep that three kind of that threesome healthy, is really going to be a big plus for this Saints offense.
Yeah, and in talking to the players and even Coach Moore, it's definitely a point of emphasis to get that run game going and for it to be multiple as far as who they're using and how. They have shown the ability to work Alvin Kamara in the past game. It's something that Kendra can do. Obviously, Taysom Hill likes to get involved as well. So it's really tough for teams to know how to play you when your backs can do a little bit of everything. And then obviously there's the fact that Taysom can also drop back and throw the ball. So it's going to be interesting to see how they continue to use him and in what ways as he's still working back on the field. But I would like to see a little bit more of it in the red zone, because they're definitely struggling getting the ball into the end zone. When they get down there, they can get down to the red zone pretty easily, but you know, you got to make it count when you get down there. It's fun seeing two backs here with the Saints again. We have seen that tandem between Alvin Kamara, Mark Ingram, Latavius Murray, and Alvin Kamara. And I think it's nice. It keeps them fresh, and it's a 1-2 punch. They do a little bit different things. And I think that that is going to be beneficial for this team in order to really start leaning into their run game more.
I think one of the things, and I heard Drew say it, and so Bobby and I were talking yesterday before it was quarterback to quarterback. So you got to ask him about Taysom to Drew. And Drew's deal is, okay, I get, you know, he's just coming back from the injury. I'd have Taysom Hill in the quarterback position 8 to 12 times every game. He said, it's just the look. He said, because I've been there. I've seen it. The look on the defenses is, okay, where is this going to end up? Is he end up going to run that quarterback power? Is he going to take one off to the edge? Is he going to throw the football? It puts your defenses in so many precarious situations because you can't adjust fast enough personnel-wise, and you don't know what he's going to do with the ball. And I get it, game one. You know, you're just trying to get him back into the groove of things. I want to see how that sort of transpires, because I know Drew has always been big about double-digit times he should be playing at quarterback. And the quarterbacks, hey, don't take offense to it. It happened to me. I was good with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you don't want to throw too much on Taysom Hill's plate when he's coming right back from a big offseason surgery and injury. He hasn't had, but last week he only had 3 days of practice. So it's tough to work him in every way that you want him, especially with as many things as he can do. But it's funny talking to some of our defensive players, because they have said in training camp, like in the past, nothing stresses them out more than seeing Taysom Hill line up there in the quarterback position, whether it is direct or behind center, because, yeah, you don't know what he's going to be. You don't know which position, per se, he's going to be out there running. And we saw it in this last game. You know, you thought he was going to go quarterback power, get you a third and one, and he drops back and throws 19 yards to Juwan Johnson. So there's just so many options with him, and I definitely think they're going to lean into using him more.
The kicking situation, I think we've come to the edge now. They're going to give Blake another opportunity. Well, you missed 5 field goals so far this season. You know, there are people on that coaching staff, front office, that really believe in groupie. Really, really do. Or he wouldn't be here. Most kickers, if they miss 5 field goals like that early in the season, they're not around to kick another. That's something, too, because I look at kicking and talking to kickers. I don't know a great deal about it, but it's almost like playing golf, okay? You can go out, and some of the great golfers, they can be consistent with it. But you go out and play golf, and you have a great, you know, 12 holes of golf or whatever, and then you go out the next time you go play golf, and you can't sink a putt for nothing. And it's sort of the same way kicking-wise. And so I think here – you're in a precarious spot with Groupie. You want him to make these kicks and kind of get it out of his system, but he's on real thin ice right now.
Well, you thought after he got in, made the 50-plus in the last game, like, okay, great, he's back on track, and then he misses another one, they misses another one. So it's got to be frustrating for Groupie himself. I mean, it is. He can pinpoint reasons as to why a number of the kicks aren't being successful, and he's narrowed it down to his routine and things being hurried and the ball placement not being exactly how he likes it. And so, like you said, with a golf game, you know, it's very, very detailed. Any little thing that gets thrown off can throw off the end result. So, I mean, you saw him even in this past game, one of his kicks tailed right. So then he overcorrected and aimed a little more right and ended up going straight. Heck, I've tried that a million times on the golf course, right? Like, you're like, okay, I'm going to overcorrect because I'm obviously just pulling it today. And then you end up hitting it straight for once. And you're like, dang, I should have aimed where I wanted to go in the first place. So it's got to be tough for him. This team definitely believes in him. The players around him are rooting for him. And I think that is a big part of it too. You know, once players around you are starting to question a player, then, you know, you don't want the locker room to start dividing. But these guys are definitely behind Groupie. Coach Moore has said that he still believes in him. They're going to definitely send him back out there on Sunday. And I think, yeah, all of us are rooting for him and hoping that he can really just turn the corner, put all of this behind him.
One thing with Rashid Shaheed, and I say this about Speed all the time, Speed never had a bad day in his life. When you can run like what Rashid can, you got to figure out a way to get him the ball a little bit more. And I think it was a great play call, because now it wasn't a corner that was covering him. They kind of shaded the corner with Juwan on that play. And now he's got Newbin, a safety, one-on-one. And he was high school open running away from Newbin. And I knew one thing. Once he caught it, and Newbin ain't going to catch him, not very many guys in this league can. I think he's a big play weapon that you got to figure out a way to get him the football more.
That is definitely what he does well, and that is outrun anybody and everybody. He has said that he is the fastest on the team. I think he might be the fastest in the league. Nobody is going to catch him, but you got to find the right moments. And obviously it depends a lot on how the defense is lining up as well. In talking to Coach Moore today, I asked him, you know, the Patriots defense, they've given up the most passing, most receptions to passes over 20 yards in the league. So they are very susceptible to those big plays. Like, are we going to see some more explosives? Like, we got to do it. And he laughed and he said, you know, I know everybody wants to see him, but you got to pick your spots. We definitely want to. We obviously like his speed. You know, we want to be able to feed Rashid the ball, but you're not going to force it. And so hopefully because they did have that big connection, it gives everybody a little more confidence that it can be done. And they'll start sprinkling in a little bit more because, yeah, I mean, the Dome goes crazy when those plays happen. And it's just such a good momentum builder for a team.
Steve?
Aaron, we're all, you know, knee deep in football season, NFL, college, but we also got Pelicans action and a big one tomorrow, Smoothie King Center. I know it's going to be open for fans to check out, an open practice. That's a free event.
Yeah, it's going to be so much fun. I'm so excited for the fans to get a look at the Pelicans because their first two preseason games were in Australia, and then their next two preseason games are they're going to Birmingham next week for a debut game there, preseason game in front of, you know, the squadron crowd because that's where the G League team is, and then their last game's in Orlando. So this is going to be a really great opportunity for Pels fans to come out on a Friday night, 6 o'clock at the Smoothie King Center. You're going to see the whole team, you know, going through a practice. They usually like to show off, do some dunks, some alley-oops. So it's going to be a really good, a good night. And I think people are going to be excited about what this Pelicans team is building. They're playing fast. They're playing physical. And it's going to be a fun brand of basketball for sure.
Keep Zion healthy. Because everybody I talk to is, you know, I'm a little excited about the Pelicans, but I don't want to get my expectations up too much because we saw a couple years ago this team really had a great record at the end of December. Damn, Zion gets hurt. But you see how good a shape he's in. If he can stay healthy, Aaron, you got something here. They really do because I think they got a nice unit piece together here from a talent and also depth standpoint that maybe we haven't seen over the last couple of years.
It's been really good to see how this team has come together because they did pick up some really big pieces with Jordan Poole and his championship caliber play and how good he played last year for Washington, over 20 points a game. He's a scorer. He's a smart basketball player. And I think that people are overlooking the fact that Sadiq Bey came in on that deal as well because he's going to be a huge guy to come off the bench, really anchor you defensively, and he has a great outside shot. Kevon Looney is going to be huge for the centers here. We have a lot of young centers in Eve Misi and Carlo Makovic, so he's going to really help bring them along. And then obviously, you said it, Zion Williamson, when he's healthy, that is, he's a game changer. Trey Murphy's playing at another level. Herb Jones, I have never seen Herb Jones attack a practice the way he has this training camp. I don't know what it is with him, but he has been turned on to another level. His mentality is different. I mean, he is challenging players every single play, and I think he's just tired of being so close and not winning. So this team is coming for people this year, and I agree. You just got to stay healthy because that has definitely been the Achilles heel of this team, and we're turning the page. We got new leadership and new people in the building. So I think this year we're going to have all the luck on our side.
Okay, Aaron, you're going to have to take vacation days after football and basketball season, okay? Because now you're, now you're juggling both sports now.
Oh, we're in it, yes.
Aaron, you know, you mentioned real quickly about the leadership. Have you noticed a difference in the building with Joe Dumars now running things?
Absolutely. Joe Dumars is very black and white. You're going to know exactly how he feels, where he stands, and what he thinks. And I think that that's been really big for players like Zion, who spent a lot of time with him. They were watching playoff games together. They were talking about the game, their expectations of each other, what they need from each other, what they would like to see from this team, just talking ball. And you know, Joe's been able to say, you know, I did it. I did it at the highest level. I won championship. I was an MVP, and this is what it takes. And he is really going to hold Zion accountable as the same as everybody else on the team. And I think that they respect where Joe has been and what he's done as a player. He's obviously done it as in the front office as well, winning a championship at that level as well. So it's just a little different for them right now in the building. And I see Joe every day. He sits and watches every single second of practice. He's available for the players, spending a lot of time with head coach Willie Green. And seems like Coach Green's kind of coming at things a little bit differently this year as well. He's been a lot more vocal in practices. He's not shy about telling people that something's not okay. I mean, he'll stop practice and he really will let them have it and say that it can't be at this level. We got to be ready for it now because it's coming, and we got to be on top of everything if we want to perform and achieve what we want to do this year. So he is also kind of taking that ownership, that accountability, holding people to it in the same way that Dumars has.
Folks, you hear her all the time covering Saints and Pelicans, host and reporter Erin Summers. Thank you so much for the time of joining us tonight.
Thank you, Erin.
Yeah, definitely. And I want that steak dinner.
I hear you. Hey, we'll take care of that.
Thank you, Erin.
Guys.
That was Erin Summers, Saints and Pelicans host and reporter. You can follow her on Twitter at Erin E. Summers. We're going to take a break, come back with more of our weekend kickoff edition of Sports Talk here at Treasure Chest Casino. Get into our pick six segment. Uh-oh. We'll see how those weekend selections went for us.
I'm not complaining about that. I'm doing okay.
We'll be back with even more right after this. Stay tuned on WWL, folks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're back here a weekend kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino. I want to remind folks that tomorrow you can meet up with Deuce McAllister and Mike Haas for Fans in the Pro at the Rouse's Market. 2,900 vets in Metairie get Deuce's do's and don'ts for the Saints on Sunday. What has to happen for the black and gold to beat those Patriots? Plus, get a peek inside Pelicans training camp at 6. Go inside LSU football on the Brian Kelly Show. Then at 7, join Ian Ozan and Coach Lou Valden for the Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup on WWL and the Odyssey app. That's tomorrow night. Right now here on Weekend Kickoff, guys, it's time to do one of our favorite segments, I think. Pick six, even though they haven't maybe been as lucrative, our selections. But, Charlie, how'd this past weekend go?
Pick six traditionally has been one of my favorite segments. This year, it is causing nothing but frustration, gentlemen. Last week did not go very well. Bobby and Mike won the week going 4-2 apiece. Steve, you went 3-3, and I went 2-4. And guys, the difference here, I've had some bad losses this year. I mean, my record would kind of say that. I'm 14-23. Mike and Bobby are 20-17. Steve is 18-19. The Vandy 10.5 cover might have been the worst. It is fourth down with 17 seconds left to go in that game. All Bama needs to do is kneel out the clock and finish it off, and they run in for a touchdown from about 20 to 25 yards out. Guys, it was the worst backdoor cover I think I've seen all year long. Vandy covered for basically 59.5 minutes of that 60-minute game. And Bama won. Bama covered the 10.5. And so all of you got the win and I got the loss, guys. So wrapping up the week, as I mentioned, Bobby and Mike both went 4-2. Steve 3-3. I went 2-4. And that was the real big difference maker there, guys.
Rough stuff.
Yeah, terrible. So moving ahead to college football week 7. Listen, guys, there's been two teams that continue to just ruin me in pick six, and I keep picking them for our games, so maybe I'll change a couple things up. We'll have to see. I got to change my strategy up somehow. College football week 7 is absolutely loaded, guys. I picked three games here. Very easily could have done four, maybe even five, but that would have been a little bit too much. So we're just going to go with the top matchups, and then we obviously have LSU and South Carolina there at the end as well. Number 8, Alabama, 2.5-point favorites at number 14, Missouri. Bobby's got Mizzou plus 2.5. Listen, I keep picking against Bama and it keeps burning me. So this is going to be the week that I pick Bama. I know that Mizzou has been awesome this year. They haven't played a road game, by the way, which I think is fascinating. Like, this is their sixth straight home game to open the season. I don't know how often you really see that. And they're great at home, by the way. So this is a really dangerous pick. I know what I've seen from Alabama so far this year. Mizzou, I've seen rollover teams, but they haven't played anyone like Alabama just yet. And we'll find out a lot about Missouri this upcoming weekend. I think a lot of Mizzou fans will find out about their team. But give me Bama minus 2.5. Ty Simpson's playing awesome.
I'm going to go Missouri. I think it's razor close here. I went kind of back and forth with this. But you might be catching Alabama at the right time. I mean, tough game against Georgia in the Hedges that you won. And then last week, you know, you playing Vanderbilt, and Vanderbilt, man, they beat their chest about how they beat Alabama. So you know the Tide wanted to win that game. I'm going to go with Missouri here. But this is the toughest pick for me.
Agreed.
Of all six. But I'm going to go with Mizzou.
Definitely a tough pick. I'm rolling with you, Charlie, which got me a little bit worried. So I'm going to take Bama, given that 2.5. So, Bobby and Mike are taking Mizzou on this one at home. I just like what I've been seeing about Alabama. We'll see what they can do on the road against a Missouri squad that I just don't think is that proven yet. I don't really like, you know, their matchup so far. Hasn't impressed me with any of their victories. So I'll roll with Bama, giving points on the road.
They're going to be the kingmaker or kingbreaker this year.
I like
Missouri.
That. Right.
Listen, if they win this game, I might pick them to make the playoffs if you look ahead at their schedule. Missouri has been really impressive, granted the level of competition that they've played so far this year. This is the kind of swing game for them. And I'm right there with you, Mike. This is the one that I went back and forth on and back and forth and back and forth. Mizzou is really, really good at home, but I keep picking against Bama and they keep burning me. So this is the week that I take Bama, and of course they're going to lose to Mizzou. So moving on, guys. We got number 7, Indiana, at number 3, Oregon, in a top 10 matchup. Oregon minus 7.5. Bobby's got the Ducks. I'm going right there with them with the Ducks. I know that Mendoza with Indiana has been very impressive so far this year. I like Cignetti, but at the same time, Dan Lanning's the man. And this Oregon team has a great home field advantage. I was just talking about Mizzou. So I will be going with the home team this time around, taking the 7.5 points.
I hate to say it. I agree with you, Charlie. I'm going to go, man, Dan Lanning. And the one thing with him, Pete Jenkins told me this, Mikey's mean. If you get a chance to put it on you, he's going to take the belt and spank you not once but twice, three times.
Right.
I like Indiana, but, man, on the road against Oregon and that offense, and they play really good defense. To me, this was the easier one for me. I go with Oregon. I know a lot of people are picking Indiana, but I'm going with Oregon here.
I'm with you guys, honestly. I like Oregon. Give me the quack attack at home, even though it's 7.5. It's a little high for my liking, but I just don't think that Indiana is going to be able to keep up with Oregon.
It's that little sucker half point, guys, but I'm still sticking with the Ducks. I'm right there with you, Mike. I think that Dan Lanning, if he gets the chance, is going to want to make a statement here at home against a good Indiana team. Wrapping up the college football slate, guys, we got South Carolina at number 11, LSU. LSU 9.5-point favorites at home. Bobby's got the Tigers covering that spread. I am right there with him. I don't feel great about LSU's offense, but I don't feel great about South Carolina's team. Mike, you and I have talked about this. They're an average team that's propped up by an elite quarterback. And in all honesty, I mean, that kind of plays into the strength of LSU's secondary so far this year. If they can just hold up on the back end of the defense and kind of keep Lenora Sellers, and at the same time, be disciplined up front and keep him from extending plays with his legs, I just don't think there's much that South Carolina can do in this game. So give me the Tigers to win this by 10. You know, maybe it's a tight cover, but I still think that they cover.
LSU, I'm going with the Tigers.
Yeah, this one is a tough one for me, guys, just because what? I think LSU wins this game, but do you really have any confidence that the Tigers can win against anybody right now by double digits?
I got less confidence in South Carolina to do it.
I'm very
that's the other part.
I'm very hesitantly given the 9.5 here. I'm still going to roll with the Tigers, but like I said, them winning by 10, I'm just not convinced.
It might be a tight cover, but I got the Tigers as well. And then, guys, we got three NFL games, and we'll get to it right after this.
We're going to take a break here on our WWL weekend kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino. You heard Charlie Long coming back with our NFL picks right after this on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on Weekend Kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino, our Pick 6 segment continues. We just wrapped up our selections for this weekend's action in college football. Now, Charlie, what you going to hit us with the NFL for this weekend?
It's our little kind of mini around the NFC South minus the Panthers here, guys, and we'll go chronologically. So the Patriots, 3.5-point favorites at the Saints in the Caesars Superdome in Week 6, guys. Bobby's got the Saints, obviously. He takes the Saints every week, plus 3.5. I'm going with the Patriots minus 3.5. Drake May is super impressive. And, you know, like we talked with Stink on Tuesday, Mike, they want to prioritize the line of scrimmage. And if they can win up front, that's a tough team to beat.
I'm going to go with the Patriots for one big reason, Drake May.
Yeah.
To me, that gives them a huge advantage here. I think Drake is on the verge of being a star player in the NFL. And for me, that's always like 3 points and, you know, you're playing at home and everything. But I got to go with the Patriots here.
A win is a win for the Saints, guys. You know that. But the way they were not able to get in the end zone more after those five turnovers.
That troubles
me. Me too. So, unfortunately, I'm taking the Patriots, giving the 3.5 in the dome. So, the Cannon's the only one rolling with the Hoodats this weekend.
Well, is that a shock?
No, he's standing alone here, guys. I think the Patriots kind of had their coming out party. And going back to what Jeff Duncan said about, you know, will they have the same intensity that they had in Buffalo this past weekend? You know, maybe it's a little bit of a let up here. But at the same time, I think the Patriots have enough talent to come in and win this game. Up next, guys, we got the 49ers at the Buccaneers. As I had mentioned earlier, Alabama just keeps messing me up in pick six in college. The Buccaneers are that in the NFL. So I am tired of them giving me losses. I'm going with Baker Mayfield and the Bucs at home, taking the 2.5 against the 49ers.
I went against my boy last week for the first time all year.
It burned you, Mike.
He bit me on the butt late. Sam Darnold was terrific. He threw one bad pass, and that really cost him. But I'm going with the Bucs here. 49ers are still a beat-up football team. And, man, Baker figures out a way to win. So I got to go with Tampa.
I'm with you guys, rolling with Tampa Bay and Baker Mayfield. You mentioned, Mike, this 49ers squad has been banged up. They're just not the same unit that you thought they would be going into this year. And Tampa keeps finding that way to come away with the win. 2.5 points at home, I'll take that number. No doubt about it.
I think, guys, we have a really weird number here, and I'll throw it out here. Monday Night Football, the Bills at the Falcons, Buffalo minus 3.5 on the road in Atlanta. I figured this number would be a little bit bigger. The Bills coming off a loss. They're obviously looking to get back on track. The Falcons are coming off a bye, so I can understand it from that point. And the Bills defense, I think there's maybe some money going in on the Falcons because Bijan Robinson, Tyler Algier, and that rushing attack against the Bills defense. But give me Josh Allen in 3.5. I think that they'll be able to cover that number on the road against the Falcons in primetime.
I'm going to go with the Bills, too, for the fact that, you know, you look at that last game. We know the defense is hurting over there. They had a down game offensively in the matchup. Figure they're going to come back in a big way and respond in Atlanta. The Falcons, they're not going to scare me that much where I'm going to worry about giving 3.5 points on the road. So I'll roll with Buffalo.
Atlanta.
Bobby's with you, Mike.
I just think they can run the ball. The Bills are horrible against the run. The Bills might win this late with a field goal, but I think this is a close game.
That half is kind of bothering.
And man, just watch the Bills on defense. They all suckle. They can't stop anybody when you make the commitment to running the football. Look what the Falcons have. So, Penix, don't screw this up for me here, okay? I'm going to go with Atlanta.
Yeah, Bobby's with you on this one, guys. And one last kind of note, you know, talking about the Patriots and the Bills, what we saw on primetime this past week with Drake May and Josh Allen, those two quarterbacks in the AFC East. And then you look at what's going on with Miami and New York and the Jets. You kind of got a feel for those fan bases just because you know Josh and Drake are going to be around for a while and they're going to be at the top of the NFL for quite some time. And having those two guys in your own division must be rough.
My thing is, I don't feel sorry for nobody.
That's fair.
Look the shape the Saints are in. I don't feel sorry for no team because nobody's going to feel sorry for you at this stage. But I just think here, just almost when you're ready to throw the towel in on the Falcons, they win a damn game or they get a real close game.
Yeah, you're right.
That's how they are. They're so schizophrenic all across the board. So that was part of my reason that half is the other. That this could come down to a field goal late for the Bills. And I know they're smarting over that loss against the Patriots, but I don't see – almost like the LSU's running game, do I all of a sudden think that's going to happen? Do I think the Bills are going to get better on defense, stopping the run? No. So that's a big part of why I'm going to Atlanta.
So, Charlie, what do we have all the same this week? Is it three games?
Oregon, we have all the same. And the Buccaneers, we have all the same.
Who took South Carolina?
Oh, and LSU. We all have LSU.
Yeah. That's what I figured. Those were the three picks that we were all in agreement on. We'll see how that turns up. We're going to take a break here on our weekend kickoff edition of Sports Talk at the Treasure Chest Casino. I'll be back with even more folks right after this. Stay tuned on WWL. Closing out here, weekend kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino coming up next. Thursday Night Football, Philadelphia Eagles at the New York Giants. I think, you know, the Philly Eagles are going to respond in a big way after a terrible comeback from Denver. They lost that game, their first loss of the year, and poor G-men at home are going to feel the brunt of this one tonight, I think.
I do believe 3-0, also Tulane over East Carolina.
Knocking on the door, though.
Knocking on that door again.
Well, folks, thanks for tuning in. For Mike Dettillier, Luke Augusta, Charlie Long, I'm Steve Geller. Have a great night. Tune in tomorrow for Fans of the Pro with Deuce McAllister and Mike Hawes going to the top of the hour news now on WWL right after this. Who dat?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.